All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and let's check if we're recording. We are. Okay, it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're back with, it's been a heck of a day, but we are back with Lust Theory Season 2, so let's get started. Okay, so I have some information. First of all, we're going to get Passion on Display shortly. It was supposed to be on GOG today. I don't know what happened. There's probably a myriad of things. But Passion on Display, which is another game in the Unseaton universe, should be right around the corner. Like, it should be tomorrow, but I can't promise yet. It depends on when GOG wants to bring it over. I don't know if it's on itch.io, and I haven't checked. But I will be picking it up. I have heard some really bad things about the characters, and I don't know if that's changed. But we're definitely going to go through it, look at it, and see if it's worth, you know, continuing through, you know, like with returning to Mia and all that. Because apparently it is well written, and the girls definitely remember what you do to them. So it's one of those kind of games where your choices actually matter. Okay, so getting through with that, let's get back into Lust Theory. Now, we're already in noon, but I don't know what it was supposed to be. Also, you guys really like Elizabeth, so I'll just continue with that. Alright. In the kitchen. So, what time was that in the kitchen? I can't remember.
I don't know. It's been a while.
Nobody in here now. Alright.
You do everything the same as you did last time, right up until...
Why don't you get a little more comfortable?
Okay, I think right about now is good. Hey, I was just thinking, maybe it'd be better if we did this in the bathroom.
Bathroom? Wouldn't that be a bit uncomfortable? Especially when I have this nice big bed here. Besides, I really, really want to get you out of those clothes.
She leans forward, reaching for the button of your pants.
Right now.
I want the exact same thing, but Jess is right next door. We don't want to risk getting caught, do we?
I promise I'll keep it down.
Trust me, stepmother, once I get going, you won't be able to.
Aren't you confident? Okay, let's do it. I waited this long. I suppose I can wait a little bit more.
Great, come on. Also, quietly, okay?
Sure. As quiet as a church mouse.
Making as little noise as possible, you and Elizabeth sneak across the hall and into the bathroom.
Here we are. Do I finally have permission to tear your clothes off?
Almost. Just gotta do one more thing.
You walk over to the shower. Open the door. And turn the water on full blast.
Ah, aren't you a clever one?
I have my moments and many attempts of trial and error.
As a matter of fact, I find intelligence extremely attractive, you know?
With a wicked smile, she starts seductively removing her nightgown off her body. Until she's standing right in front of you, stark naked.
Your turn.
Not needing to be told twice, you get out of your clothes in record time.
Wow, that was quick. Also, lucky me. You're already hard, too.
I'm always hard when I'm around you.
So, how about you show me what you can do with that monster?
Where do you want me to start?
Wherever you want. I'm all yours.
Good, then come over here and suck my cock.
All right. But you better not blow your lord before I get a chance to get off.
Did she say blow your lord? Let's not do that. I promise.
You turn on the light and move back to her. Getting down on her knees, she grabs hold of your dick, almost mesmerized by its massive size.
I can barely wrap my hand around it. It's magnificent.
It's magnificent! Truly a spectacle, a marvel of the ages.
Opening her mouth wide, Elizabeth wraps her soft lips around the tip of your cock. And slowly, almost teasingly, begins sucking.
God, that feels amazing. Oh, fuck, what are you doing with your tongue? Oh, we got these again. Low. Medium.
Enjoying your reactions, she picks up the pace.
He's so cute when flustered.
Note, they didn't mean pace salsa. That would be rather hot. I don't think that'd be a very good experience for her picking up the pace and covering it with salsa. It'd probably burn. Fuck!
After slobbering back and forth on your cock, she finally pulls out.
How close are you?
Not at all. I didn't even get started yet.
Good. Because I'm calling for a little quid pro quo.
Oh, what did you have in mind?
How about some 69ing?
Oh, yes, please.
You lay down on the floor as Elizabeth climbs over you. Finally, without wasting another second, you both begin performing oral on each other.
Shit, I feel like I'm gonna come really soon. I don't want to let it happen before she does first. Hey, how about we turn things up a notch?
Finally ready to give me what I want?
I've never been more ready.
Standing up, you move over to the toilet and sit down.
Oof. Saved a seat for you.
Oh, a jokester, huh?
Skipping over to you, she climbs on top, her breasts pressing against your face.
You know what to do now. That feels incredible. You have no idea how much I've messed with this. I can hardly even believe this is real.
It's real, all right. Now just relax and enjoy it.
Oh, so good. Yes, yes. Fucking deep. But I want you to fuck me faster now. Is that something you can do for me?
I can do anything you ask. Turn around.
Happy to oblige, she turns around and gets on top of you again. Clenching onto her hips, she then continues bobbing up and down your shaft. Except this time, much more aggressively.
That's more like it, baby. Go balls deep inside me. I want to cover your cock with my juices.
Okay. Fast.
Holy fucking shit! Faster!
Sonic speed?
Faster!
Okay, so we're talking the Flash then.
I want you to destroy my fucking pussy.
Well, that can be done. Alright, Mike, get the C4! You want faster, huh?
Go fast!
Standing up with your cock still inside her. You move forward, pushing her body against the glass shower door. The sweat from her palms and tits smudges along the glass as you start pounding her with all your strength.
Oh, fuck! Yes! Fucking fuck me up! So fucking good!
A professional performance, if I didn't say so myself.
Yes! Oh, so perfect! No! Don't you fucking dare!
Wow.
Not yet. Not before.
In this very moment, you think your biggest problem is lasting long enough until she reaches orgasm. However, that is not the case, because as your luck usually goes, there is always a bigger problem just waiting around the corner to fuck you.
How long do you need to take a shower for? I need to use the toilet.
Fuck! What are we gonna do now?
Just get rid of her.
Hello?
Just give me a little longer. I'm almost done.
I can't hold it anymore. Hurry up, woman. I'm coming in if you don't get out right now.
No! I'm telling you that you can't. I'm naked in here.
And I'm telling you, I don't have a choice. It's fine, I'll just cover my eyes. I know where everything is anyway.
Wait, don't...
Fuck me sideways.
Ignoring Elizabeth's desperate pleas, Jessica opens the bathroom door. With her hand covering her eyes, she walks in.
See? I can't see a thing. I'll be in and out in no time. Man, you really did need a shower. This place stinks of sweat.
As you and Elizabeth stand, frozen, Jessica sits down on the toilet seat, her hand still covering her eyes.
We just have to stay perfectly still. The situation isn't completely fucked yet.
However, that's only wishful thinking. Because with your cock still deep inside Elizabeth, and Jessica sitting just a few feet away from you, your arousal keeps increasing by each passing second.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna come! I can't believe I'm gonna fucking come! Ugh!
What's he doing? Wait, he's not...
I'm about to burst. What should I do? Important decision.
Jerking your dick out of her, you turn to your left and shoot your load all over the floor.
What the fuck did he do? He's made a mess all over the floor.
A slippery mess at that.
Okay, I'm done. I'll just wash my hands when you're done so I get out of your hair quicker.
Thanks, honey.
As Jessica heads for the door in a rush.
Oh no!
She steps closer and closer towards the puddle.
Uh-oh.
Oh no!
Fuck!
And to shock of absolutely no one, she slips on it.
Whoa!
Instantly, Jessica tumbling to down.
Tumbling to down!
Oh, shit! What the fuck was...
Instantly, Jeff...
Oh, shit! What the fuck was...
Mid-sentence, Jessica looks up to you and Elizabeth.
Oh my fucking god!
Jessica, I can explain.
What are you two...
First looking at your now limp cock, then at her jizz-covered hand. Finally, realization strikes and Jessica shrieks.
Ew, is this cum?
Well...
You two are... You're screwing each other?
Honey, please, honey, just calm down.
With shock still apparent on her face, and not wanting to hear a word out of Elizabeth's mouth, she runs out the bathroom.
You idiot! What were you thinking?
I'm sorry, it just kind of happened.
Look what you did now. She'll never forgive us for this.
What? What I did? Are you serious? You're just as much as guilty as I am.
Just shut up and get out of here. I can't even look at you right now.
Fine.
Putting on your clothes, you head for the door. But before you leave, you turn around.
Don't worry, none of this even matters.
What? How can you say that?
If you only knew.
Saying nothing more, you go back to your room. Well, that took a bad turn.
Suppose it was kind of idiotic to come where I did. Still, none of this would have even happened if Jess wasn't home. She somehow keeps finding ways to fuck everything up. Even worse, it's completely by accident. I gotta find a way to get rid of her for the night. No idea how, but there has to be a way.
With another plan in motion, you go to bed. And after a few short minutes, you fall into a deep sleep. Next morning.
Fuck off, lawnmower. I'm busy.
Not forgetting your plan, you rush over to your PC.
Let's see if you'll fuck up my plans now, Jess.
After a few minutes of clicking around, you find exactly what you're looking for.
Perfect. This'll definitely get her out of the house. I'll show it to her later when she wakes up. Big room around noon. Hey, Jess.
Oh, hey. I wanted to...
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you too. Gotta make this conversation go my way from the start. About yesterday, right?
Well, yeah, I...
You interrupt her again.
Don't worry, I'm not telling anyone about Chloe.
He's acting a little weird. Also, he's not even mentioning what he did yesterday. How's he gonna fuck both Chloe and me? Thanks? By the way, what's with the sudden change in attitude? You would usually gladly rat me out. Either that or ask for something in re- You're gonna ask for something in return, aren't you?
Don't worry, I won't. As a matter of fact, I expected you might think that, so...
You pull out your phone and after a few seconds, show it to Jess.
I got you this to apologize for my behavior last night, and well, in general.
Still a little skeptical, she leans in.
What's... Wait. You didn't... What? I can't be... Whoa, hold on. How did you know I've been thinking about acting? I never told any of you.
Fuck, I completely forgot about it. She doesn't remember we already talked about her acting. Okay, Grim, calm down. You can think on your feet. You know this. Yeah, I know. I saw it on your laptop
when... I'm gonna kill you now. You know that?
Just let me finish, then you can kill me. Fair?
Fine. I'll postpone your execution for about 2 minutes. Go.
Got it. There's a chance she actually will kill me, knowing her. Well, I was doing something on my PC and it just shut down. Not sure why, actually. Anyway, since it would take me ages to get it all done on my phone, I came to borrow your laptop. However, you weren't in your room and your laptop wasn't turned off for some reason. I decided to do it really fast before you even got back. That's when I saw you had stuff about acting opened up.
So you went snooping through my stuff. How?
Like I said, just let me finish.
Fine. Though he's just digging a deeper grave for himself.
Yeah, I did snoop around a little, wouldn't you? Plus, I'm glad I did, because I never knew you actually had an interest in something like acting.
That's because I didn't want anyone to know. Especially...
I know. Sorry. Still, just want to say I like the idea.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, you've got charisma and you're pretty smart, so remembering lines shouldn't be a problem. And you definitely got the looks for it. Hell, you're twice as hot as them... What? Hell, you're twice as hot than most of those famous actresses. Gotta sprinkle in a little flattery.
Oh, that's nice of you, I guess. Hot? I know he's trying to flatter me, but weird choice of words.
Finally, I decided I want to help you with it, since I had some cash saved up. I got you a month of acting lessons starting tonight.
Guess you did do a nice thing in the end. I'll be honest, I was seconds away from beating your ass.
Yeah, thought so. I really am sorry for doing it behind your back, but I wanted to surprise you. Hope you're not mad.
A little. Still, I forgive you, since...
Looks like Vampirella.
I'm getting acting lessons. Woo!
Glad you liked the gift. I know you're going to do great. Already sent you the address and everything, so you're good to go.
Thanks. I'll go get ready.
She runs off and you hear her on the stairs.
Ooh, I gotta let Chloe know. We're going drinking tonight to celebrate.
Going drinking with Chloe? Perfect. Now she's definitely not coming back tonight to fuck my plans up. Finally, I'll get to enjoy Elizabeth and her luscious body all I want. Not only am I gonna let her scream this time, I'll make her do it even harder.
Okay, taking care of Jess. Now I just gotta repeat everything with stepmother tonight. Just start by talking to her in the kitchen around evening.
You do everything the same until it's time to go upstairs.
I need that friend of yours to be fully functional.
Believe me, that's the last thing you have to worry about.
She gives you a cheeky smile while biting her lip.
I like the confidence. Come join me in about 2 hours, okay?
Wait, I almost forgot.
Yeah?
I hope you'll be waiting in a mesmerizing pose when I come upstairs.
Mesmerizing? Is that so? Where did this bravado come from?
You heard me. I want to try something new.
Yes, sir.
Oh. It's just that.
With that, Elizabeth leaves, and a while later, you head upstairs, too.
She was pretty wild when I let her take charge. Wonder how it'll go if I take control this time. Well, guess I'll find out now.
Already getting turned on by just thinking what's waiting behind the door, you step into Elizabeth's room. As you do, you're met with exactly what you asked for.
And? Is this mesmerizing enough?
It really isn't, but it'll do.
You just stand there, jaw dropped and in complete silence.
Looks like I'll have to take it up a notch.
And take it up a notch, she does. Finally, enough blood comes back to your brain, and words actually manage to leave your mouth.
Amazing. Get a hold of yourself, idiot. You're the one supposed to be in control.
Just amazing? I hope you... Ooh.
Not letting her finish the sentence, you instantly got on the bed. Still not saying a word, you simply grab her nightgown. and rip it off her.
Ouch! Who knew he was this strong?
So she likes getting a bit rough. Interesting.
Your hand quickly moves to her inner thigh, gripping hard.
I can't say this was something I expected from you.
Staring straight into your eyes.
Though I definitely do enjoy it.
Fueled by these words, your hand starts moving down her thigh, your grip still as firm as before.
That feels wonderful. Keep going.
Slowly but roughly, you keep moving your hand, just a breath away from her pussy now. You suddenly stop.
Why did you stop? Oh, fuck yes!
You let your fingers answer her.
Oh, fuck yes! I can't wait anymore. I want you inside me, now.
I didn't hear a single please in all that screaming.
Oh, for fuck. Please! There. Now fuck me.
Words are not really necessary anymore, so you just position yourself and plunge your thick shaft into Elizabeth.
Mom, holy fuck!
Feeling her pussy tighten around your cock, you start thrusting slowly but deep.
Slow down! Don't slow down!
That was a quick change of heart.
More than happy to oblige, you go a step further than what she asked for. You speed up.
Amazing! Where do you get the strength?
Still pounding as hard and fast as you can, you ignore her question and grab her chest.
These fucking tits are massive. I can barely even hold them in my hands.
Getting more into it with each second, you start picking up the pace. Still, you're already going as hard as you can, so more speed means less control.
That's it. Oh, you're hitting a perfect spot. Don't stop.
As she gets closer and closer to climax, her body starts tensing up. Finally, just as she's about to come, Elizabeth arches her back. While you're still moving, causing you to slip out and...
No, fuck!
I slipped into her ass?
Instantly, Elizabeth tries pushing you away.
Ouch! Wait! No!
The feeling of her ass squeezing around your cock, it was by far tighter than a few seconds ago. So, naturally, you try and keep moving despite her attempts at pushing you away.
Fuck! I said no!
And with the strength of a woman that just had a gigantic cock rammed into her ass, she shoves you off.
Hey, what's wrong?
What's wrong? You went into my ass!
It was an accident, and since it felt amazing for me, I thought it's the same for you.
You didn't hear me yelling, ouch, or wait?
That's his fault.
How could you think it was amazing for me?
Sorry. Damn, I actually didn't hear anything after I went inside. It felt too good. I really didn't mean to hurt you, though I do regret she's not into it. How am I supposed to want anything else after trying her ass?
As she always was weak to your apologies, this time too, she softens up.
Look. It's not okay to keep going after I said stop. Understood? It's like he never heard of the Me Too movement.
I know.
You gotta realize how big you are. It's not something I can take unprepared.
Wait, unprepared means you're not against it?
Who knows?
Awesome. I'll go get some lube.
No, not tonight.
What? Why not?
My butt's a little sore now, and to be honest, My mood's a little dead, too. As much as I want that cock of his, I can't let him off without even a little punishment. Maybe next time, okay?
Fine. Unlucky.
With a subtle limp in her step, Elizabeth leaves.
So it's not that she's against anal, she just wasn't ready, I guess. I'll have to pay Sophie a visit before my next rendezvous with her.
With not much left to do, you go to sleep.
Yeah, fuck you too, grass. So she needs some preparation, huh? Sophie will definitely have something I can use. Guess but I'll stop by the mall in the afternoon. And this is where we're going to end it. Right now. We'll see you back here next time for more Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.